We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Oh, baby, look at this. The Toyota Lounge. The first ever show, DNVR Nuggets show from the Toyota Lounge. What is up, everybody, and welcome to the DNBA show. Can you give me an air horn? I didn't prompt him for that. I probably should have prepped
no,
him.
No, you didn't.
We are live from the Toyota Lounge. Look at our nice little Tundra right here on the car. Look at our brand new mic flags. Big day for us at the DNVR bar. We appreciate everybody that showed their support today. Toyota, very excited to have Toyota as a new partner. And every time we are doing a show from here, it is going to be the Toyota Lounge. But today, very unique show, one-on-one. We have a special guest that most of our audience is going to already know because he is a celebrity in Serbia for his incredible travel slash living in Serbia vlog as an American experiencing Serbia. And you've been there now for 14 years. His name is Charles Cather. Yes. Charles, welcome to the lounge.
Thank you, man. What an honor it is to be here, sir. Thank you for inviting me.
So here's the backstory to having you on. I first found out about you. We went to Serbia in 2022, in August, and all of our Serbian followers were saying, hey, check out this guy's channel because he's going to give you an experience. You know, you'll learn something about going there. And so I did. I watched a lot of the videos in preparation for that trip and wanted to have you on. And then last night, I get multiple messages from Serbians saying, I swear I just saw Charles Cather on TV. So you are, just to kind of clarify, you're real famous in Serbia because of this vlog.
Yeah, you know, I would say I am. There's very few Americans that actually move there, you know. Yeah. I went there just on a 2-week vacation, loved it, stayed there, so yeah.
That's the story, because I was wondering. So you just went there, well, first of all, so 15 years ago or so, you go there on vacation. How did you pick that spot as a vacation?
Well, you know what, it was kind of a weird situation. You know, I used to run car dealerships. I was a sales manager, and every Saturday I gave this big motivational speech because it's our best sales day. And I was new to Facebook, and that was in January 2010.
Okay.
And one of my sales guys came in, and he said, have you heard about this Facebook page, I Hate the USA? And I was like, who would hate the USA? I was a big American patriot. Yeah. Saw this guy named Dragon and this other guy commenting, start arguing with him. Long story short, after like 2 weeks, we added each other on Skype. We start talking. We discuss like American interventionism in 1999.
Wow.
They invited me. I went, you know, to meet people I met on a Facebook page, anti-American Facebook page. Right. I was a little bit nervous, went there 2 weeks, loved everything about it.
Yeah.
Quit my job and moved there.
That's incredible.
Strange.
I love the story because like the internet comes along and I feel like people break into two categories. The people that it like ruins their lives and they just go online. Yeah. And it almost sounds like you started that path because you go there arguing about politics, but doesn't stop there like it does for most people. You actually were like, you know what? Let's go find out for ourselves and turn this into
of
a
life. Of course, yeah. I think that's the way people should be. You know, politics always divides.
Yeah.
And that was a good way to see firsthand. Yeah. You know? And I expected to be hated, to be treated badly. Mm-hmm. But man, the people, you know, you was there.
Right.
The nicest, most hospitable people on earth. Yeah. Honestly, I think so.
So how did you go from visiting it to living there?
Well, you know, I was working in car sales, as I said. I came back after 2 weeks, quit. And then I want to find a way to stay long term. So I moved to Mexico. I volunteered in this orphanage for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Just to learn how I could stay like longer period there.
Right.
And make a living and, you know, do it legally. Because we only get, what is it, 90 days and 180 day period with a visa. So I researched it and then I found a place to live and I just went there. So that's kind of how the story went.
Did you know right away that this was going to be your life?
You know, I did not at the time, but after being there and meeting so many people and just everywhere you went, you know, like you mentioned earlier in our prior conversation slightly, you know, everywhere you went, everybody's like, come into my house,
right.
Visit here, eat here, eat here. Everybody was so good to you.
Right.
And it was such a laid back lifestyle. I was used to fast pace working 6 days a week, 12 hour days. And I just loved that. And I started making videos and I got more popular. People knew me everywhere, invited me to different towns. And I was like, yeah, this is the place for me, honestly.
Was it immediately, like, where did you go this first trip? Was it Belgrade?
No, my first trip, I flew into Belgrade. But the kids that I'd met, they were in a city called Zrenjanin. It's a small little town, maybe 100,000.
Okay.
Now it's like maybe 80-ish.
Okay.
So I went there and I stayed there for like a year and a half, roughly. Went to all these little villages around. Such different from Illinois. I'm originally from Illinois, middle of Illinois.
Like rural, you know, Illinois?
Rural Illinois. Okay. My dad's a big farmer. My mom worked for the U.S. government.
This is incredible. Yeah,
it was a shocker, you know?
But, that's awesome.
But yeah, and so I just was in these small towns, but I went to Belgrade numerous times, Novi Sad, Subotica, north side, south part of Serbia.
Yeah.
So I was all over.
No, so let me, we're going to circle back to Serbia here, but you were at the Nuggets game last night.
Yeah.
Do you have a connection to basketball at all? Do you have a connection to Jokic at all? Like, what made you come to Denver and sit right behind Jokic?
Well, that was a reason. Yeah. You know, I'm a Serbian fanatic.
Yeah.
Everything Serbian, you know, I'm into. You know, I eat Serbia. I drink Serbia. Right. I live Serbia. I dream Serbia. I'm around Serbians all the time. All my best friends are Serbian.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just had like 2 weeks and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go to Denver because I want to see Jokic in action. You know, one of the best basketball players in the history of the NBA, you know.
Yeah.
And he's from a little town, Sombor, Serbia, which is close to me. I've been there numerous times.
Numerous times. So. I saw you have a travel vlog on Sombor.
Yeah,
but you've been multiple times.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Probably three or four. It's like maybe 40 minutes from Novi Sad.
You say of course, but I get the impression that people don't go to Sombor very often.
No, it's not really a big tourist destination, no.
Right.
But it's pretty. I mean, it's gorgeous, you know.
Yeah.
You went there also.
We did. We spent a couple days in Sombor, you know, to take good measure of it. I can't say I know it too intimately, but we did spend two full days getting a pretty good tour. But like I said, when we talked to a lot of people, even from Belgrade, they're like, yeah, I've never been
never
to Sombor.
Been there. Yeah. So many Serbians say that all the time. There's a lot of them that say they've never been to Niš, which is the third biggest city in Serbia, you know.
So let's talk about Jok for a second here. Are you out when you're out there, you're a baseball guy, you said, maybe not so much a basketball guy. Are you watching games at all? Are you following the Nuggets?
I do. I do. I follow them, of course. You know, like I said, anything to do with Serbia and Jokic, of course. You know, I see the highlights every day.
Yeah.
I'm a sports nut.
Yeah.
You know, so I always see the highlights.
What would you say your experience, what have you observed about Jokic's celebrity status in Serbia and how the country sort of receives him or thinks about him?
You know, I would say it's the same as Djokovic. You know, these people are so unbelievably talented in the Balkan with sports.
Right.
And you look, I mean, if you were to, I don't know if you saw where Jokic practiced, where he grew up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the conditions, the, you know, the money they have to invest in sports equipment and training facilities is minimal, but they're so dominant.
Right.
You know, and it just blows my mind. American football is big there. You know,
really?
In the northern part. Yeah.
That's it.
I used to go to American football games and you see their training facilities.
Play?
Yes, there's like a league.
That's crazy.
There's a league there, yeah. And the league, and when you look at their training facility, it's god awful. Baseball.
Yeah.
I used to coach a baseball team in Zrenjanin and they had no equipment. They're just all borrowed equipment and donated equipment and stuff like that. But just they are just so passionate about it. Right. Everybody you meet is playing some sort of sport.
Right.
You know, you see very few heavy people, you know.
Right.
They're all in shape. They're all athletic. And back to the question you ask about celebrity status, of course, he is what Serbia needs is this world, a hero for them to latch onto, to share Serbian culture.
Right.
Serbia doesn't get, their name doesn't come out positively like it needs to, you know?
Right. I say that was one of the defining traits I noticed from my trip, is they were so eager to obviously show you their culture and everything else. But I think it was, it stemmed from a pride, a national pride, like a cultural pride, but also from a nobody ever listens to us.
Yeah,
like,
true.
We have a story to tell, and yeah. nobody listens. Nobody to tell it to. So they were extra eager once they kind of saw why we were there and that we were there for that very reason. It felt like everybody that was my defining trait, I would say, of Serbia, is they were very eager to show us things that felt like they'd been dying to show somebody for
so long.
Yeah,
of course. Of course. Every house you go to, it's that way.
Really?
You know, they want to feed you. They want to just treat you like a king, yeah. you know, there.
So yeah. let me ask you this. So you know Jokic and you follow his game. Because I'm fascinated about this intersection of sports culture and a person and the people. What about Jokic do you think is especially Serbian? Like, what traits of his are you saying that's a Serbian guy?
What I think about him is just when you look at, you know, he looks at this as like a job kind of, you know. Like I said, when he was first walking in the season, he was down the hallway. He was just kind of shuffling in. And they said, hey, good morning. And he said, morning.
Yeah. Punching
he's more
in,
into horse racing. Clocking you know? In. He yeah. loves his horse racing. He's passionate about horses, you know, and stuff like that. But not about that. So he kind of gives this attitude, you know, mm-hmm. and this gruffness. And, you know, I don't know, maybe something like that. You know,
I think for me, the other trait, and this is something more just from learning about Serbian culture, but he seems to enjoy proving people wrong. And his whole yeah. career is about proving people wrong. And I think that's another Serbian trait of, again, they're a small nation. They're not a lot of people trying to hear their story. And it's like, all right, that almost builds up a resentment of, you know what? You don't want to hear it? I'm going to make you hear
yeah,
it because I'm going to
yeah.
become
and he's
too big.
Done that with an yeah. exclamation point. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
Yeah, true. There's a word in Serbian called inat.
Yeah, we talk about it a
like
lot.
And it's like spite.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all into that. That's yeah. the Serbian way. You know.
I think he has a lot of it. I think he definitely does.
He does. He definitely does.
Yeah. All right, what about some other things? So we always wonder about Jok and how he accessed America. And Jok, look, Jok's a closed book. You know, he doesn't give up too much about what he's really thinking or feeling. He's very good at protecting that part and separating it from his public persona. But I asked him one time years ago, I said, you know, your home is Sombor, but you've been in Denver, I think at the time it was like 6 years, 7 years. Do you feel like this is a second home? And he, without hesitation, said no.
Really?
And I don't think he hates Denver. I think he loves it. He talks about it all the time, but he was like, no, I have one home and that's Sombor.
Oh man,
I remember thinking that's such
wow.
an interesting perspective, you know?
Gotta love it. Yeah.
Because you know, I don't know. How do you feel? Do you still feel like America's home and Serbia's home? I mean,
you know, I mean, I definitely do. I mean, I see myself living my entire existence out in Serbia.
Right.
But Serbia is a tough place to make money. So I still kind of gravitate back to the USA in the summers and Serbia in the winters. And I live there. You know?
So you, and this is what I think of. And I don't want to say normal because I'm trying to imply he's not normal. But I'm saying I think most people would look at it that way and say, circumstances have brought me to be splitting what I consider home. And this is home for some of the year, this is not. But it was very interesting and stark that he was so quick to say no. You feel differently, and I'm glad.
Yeah, I do.
I'm glad
I do.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know, we have a Miroslav. We went out to Serbia and we experienced the culture a whole lot. We have a guy in Miroslav, a very close friend of ours, who's coming out on a reverse trip here in almost exactly 3 weeks.
Love it.
And now we're going to show him his first time coming to America, first time outside of Europe. And we're going to show him America and get to watch some Nuggets playoff games and different things. So what would you expect a Serbian coming to the U.S. for the first time? What things do you think will stick out the most?
You know, I think the things that'll stick out the most, you know, the things that stuck out to me the most in Serbia, you have all these streets. There's no cars allowed, just walking streets with cafes, outdoor cafes and the like.
Sure.
Here you have none. Yeah. You know, you've got the sidewalks.
You know,
and some of them have like a little place you can sit maybe. But Walmart, I think for a Serbian, is interesting. I send about 1,000 students to Serbian students to the USA each year on this summer work and travel program. And they all mention Walmart, how you can go in Walmart, you can buy clothes, you can buy food, you can buy a gun. You know, they all laugh about that, you know.
It's
so Miroslav would enjoy Walmart, maybe, you know, Costco,
this is,
you know.
This is, it's almost sad, isn't it, Alyssa? It's almost sad to be like, we're swinging by from the airport. I'm just going to go straight to Walmart and be like, look at what we have here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This is America. Yeah.
You are right. I mean, the U.S. is so huge that it's so spread out. So you were right. Like, I live about 30 miles from here, you know. It's nothing. That's just like, it's just my daily commute. But you're right. That's an American thing. All right. What else? What other cultural things do you think will really stick out to him?
You know,
putting you on the spot here, but
yeah,
it's
you
fun,
are putting me on the
fun
spot.
Brainstorming.
You know, when it comes to the other things, is like smoking. You know, smoking is everywhere in Serbia.
Yeah.
You go into bars, restaurants, everybody's smoking. Here, it's difficult to find a place you can actually smoke.
Right.
You know, you smoke on the sidewalk.
Right.
The other things, what would be interesting for a Serbian here?
I think
The burgers, I think our burgers here, they have a Pleskovica, and I'm sure you tried them. They're this big.
Delicious.
But our burgers, we got some really, really good burgers.
Yeah.
And there's so many burger places, you know, that would be something. The amount of different beers, you know, you can get here.
I think
especially
variety,
here in Denver.
Yeah.
Such awesome breweries.
We're a little bit of a beer capital for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that, like in Serbia, we had delicious food. But it was all Serbian food. And I'm sure there is a variety of foods or this or that. We weren't there for long enough, so we wanted to try Serbian foods. But when I was thinking about what food to show Miroslav coming out, I was thinking, there's burgers, there's fast food maybe, there's different places to go. But the truth is, in America, there's such a variety of food.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be here for 10 days. He'll have 30 meals.
Korean, Chinese.
You can do everything, at that point. Yeah. And it's Americans' version of the foreign foods, I think.
Yeah.
I think that'll get him.
Definitely. Even the sports atmosphere here. You know, I think the passion and like when you went to a Serbia, even like a small basketball game. I went to one with Čačak and Crvena Zvezda. It was nuts.
Yeah.
You go to a game here. I mean, I was the one yelling the most, you know, because I'm from Serbia. You know, I live in Serbia. So I was behind the bench screaming, yelling, jumping. Americans are really laid back.
Yeah.
So he would probably find that odd. You know, he goes to a game and like nobody's like chanting the whole entire game, lighting off flares and stuff like that, you know?
College sports carry that energy, but pro sports definitely
I know. I've always wondered that. You know, why? Why that is here?
I think it's tradition. So you think about Europe in general, it's a traditional country. It's got a deep history. Serbia's got a deep history, deep traditions, deep cultural ties. And in pro sports, it's a little less that. And in college, it's a lot. You get people that are generational. My grandfather went to Alabama, then my dad and me. And I know a lot of people, NC State right now in basketball is in the Final Four. I have some very good friends that generational NC State basketball fans, and they have traditions. We've been going to every game, sitting in these seats, doing this thing.
Yeah.
So I think that breeds that craziness, to
I
be honest
see,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, yeah.
I think that might
totally.
Be it. Let's go back to Serbia here. So tell me about Sombor and why you've been multiple times. I know you did a vlog when you went one time.
Sombor, I went there just because it's one of the larger cities in Serbia. Yeah. Belgrade has what? I think with the whole Opština or the greater area, they would call it an Opština.
Okay.
It's got like maybe 2 million people.
Okay.
Kind of similar to Denver maybe.
Okay.
You have what, 2.9 million in the surrounding, something
sounds
like that.
Sounds right to me.
I think. So it's very similar. But here, the other thing that you'll notice, like in Belgrade, you walk down the street, it's packed with people walking everywhere. Here, I walked down, I made some videos. All my Serbian friends are like, it's a ghost town. I'm in downtown Denver. But anyway, I went to Sombor because it's like 30 minutes away. And it's like one of the bigger cities in Serbia. Maybe what, 60,000, 50,000 people?
It was way bigger than I thought it was going to be. Because they kept talking about like it's a tiny town and you know there's no stoplight and whatever. You know, you drink from a well. But no, it was a good-sized city.
Yeah, good-sized city.
See,
it's one of the pretty city, and I knew there was a lot of different, like in that northern part of Serbia, there's a lot of diversity. You've got Slovenians, Slovakians.
Right, right.
All these
Hungarians.
Yeah. So I wanted to go there and visit it.
Okay.
And I liked it. I liked the food. I liked the, you know, that whole walking area. You've got that big scoop, you know, they call it the government building. Beautiful, you know, very scenic. Nice little river. There's a restaurant called Sloan. It's like elephant.
It was great.
Oh, did you eat
there?
Yeah,
that's where I ate too. We were told it was his spot. You know,
that's
what
I heard too. Yeah, that's why I went there.
What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was phenomenal. Yeah, same. Really enjoyed it.
We felt like, while being there, we felt like the loudest people on earth. You know, Americans are loud, is what we're known for. We felt like the loudest people there because we were a big group. But it was delicious. I mean, I guess the cat's out of the bag. If you go to Sombor, go to Sloan. That's the spot.
Cat's out of the bag, definitely.
If you guys, by the way, if you have some question, I know we have a bunch of Serbian followers. Alyssa, just kind of keep an eye on the chat. If you guys have questions for Charles, you can throw them out there.
Feel free.
With Jokic now, I know, and I did a whole documentary, we did a whole documentary on this, about the importance of the national team to Serbians and represent your country. Like, there become a lot of Nuggets fans out there, and they're cheering on the Nuggets. We saw Nuggets jerseys everywhere. But the Olympics, the Eurobasket, these things are really big. Have you noticed, either with Olympics, with any of these competitions, have you noticed that part of it, the national pride for their team? USA plays in something, it's big, but I feel like out there it's 100 times
bigger. It's huge. Every bar, every cafe, they're sitting out there. It doesn't matter if the game's at 2 in the morning. It's packed with people, they're cheering. You know, I feel really guilty because in the draw in the Olympics, it's USA versus Serbia. And when is that, July?
Yeah, when in the Olympics, game? Late July.
Yeah. And I'm going to be cheering for Serbia. Yeah. And I feel kind of guilty. I shouldn't say it.
The same thing, man. Like we say the same thing. I know people won't always understand it, but look, man, Yoke's our guy.
Exactly. I was there when it was in FIBA, and the USA was playing Serbia, and I was in this little bar. I was cheering on the USA at that time. And then I felt kind of, you know, I wanted to get out before the game was over, you know, because USA was winning that when I was like, shit, I got to go, you know.
Have you been to some soccer games?
Yeah, I've been to some soccer games too. Yeah.
And you said the Red Star one when you were in Čačak.
Yeah, that was a basketball.
Oh, that was basketball.
Yeah, that was Čačak against Crvena Zvezda. But I went to one soccer game. I've never been to a derby. To me, it's kind of terrifying. If they find out you're an American, you know, I mean, that kind of made me nervous.
Really?
You know, honestly.
I think you'd be
fine. Because they're so chanting and cheering. And one of my friends went, he was from England, and he had a camera, and this guy came up and smacked it out of his
hand.
Because he said the police sometimes come in there and they'll video the, you know, the people they thought maybe he was a spy or whatever.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
That's wild. I mean, we got to go back, and that's one of the things I definitely want
to
catch
is the
Derby.
You have to catch one.
Čačak, you know, is a big basketball town. I don't know how much you know this. It's a lot of the famous players come from Čačak, I know. Mm-hmm. So that's another place. If we go back, now here's the thing. We went to Sombor and we went to Belgrade. Those are the two places. Oh, we go back. Where do we have to go?
Oh, Novi Sad. You know, Novi Sad is the city that I think is by far the best city in all of Serbia. 330,000 people.
Yeah.
Everything's walking distance, 15 minutes. Beautiful, lots of diversity, beautiful center, great people, beautiful women, just an awesome
city. All right, we're there. Awesome. We're going.
Yeah,
we're
definitely. Put it on your list. Yeah,
I love it, man. How do you feel about, you know, you've watched this Nuggets team now. You saw him the other day. Jokic, by the way, you caught a good one. You could have come before. They looked terrible.
16 assists, even.
16 assists, 18 rebounds.
And wasn't he hurt? I thought he had, like, some back issues or something.
Well, back, he's had the lower back thing. He's been on the thing. But really, the wrist is the one that you're worried about because that's his touch.
Yeah, duh.
And he's been having that flare up. But, I mean, you saw yesterday, 26, 18, and 16.
Baby.
What did you think seeing him live?
Oh, I thought it was amazing.
Was it the first time
ever? Yeah. Never saw him live before.
Yeah.
And that was his what? Like triple-double, 141st or something like that?
He has him so often, I lost count.
No kidding. And he's what? How old is he? 29.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where is he on that list of all-time
Well, you're asking the wrong person here, man. Like, nobody's higher on Jokic than on Earth than I am. So I look at it and I go, well, he's climbing, but I don't know, four? So we'll have to wait and see. But he's been incredible. But what stood out to you about watching him in person?
Oh, I mean, it was just an unbelievable experience. I mean, you're seeing one of the best players in NBA history right in front of you.
Yeah.
So it was absolute honor, you know.
When you sit that close, I always know, like, basketball is not the biggest contact sport. But when you sit that close, you realize how hard those guys hit. And him in particular.
Man, you do.
I think he's a guy that prefers feeling each other. You know what I mean? Like, when he's out there, he's constantly just doing little elbows here and there, and you go, my God.
Looks like
it hurts.
Serbians are contact kind of people, you know, I think. You know, even kissing, you know, when you go somewhere, you know, they hug, they kiss, they roughhouse, you know. I saw that. What was it? Who was that? Didn't Jokic, was it the, who was that? The owner of the Suns or whomever.
Oh, yeah.
He gave him he knocked him down. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. You know? But again, Jok has this way. We always talk about him like, I mean, look, we're in love with the guy. We always talk about him like he's a saint because, Ishbia's trying to get under his skin. He's trying to, that owner, he's trying to like bother him a little bit, stealing the ball and all this and then falling down. And Jok somehow diffuses it all with just, it's like a gift. He just, and it almost, you could just tell, disarmed him. And I always think, man, this guy has somehow, he won a fight by losing it. You know, the only guy that can pull this off. Yeah,
good way to put it.
He's incredible. Any other insights that you have for me about, we're just so curious about learning about Jok. So anytime I learn about Serbian culture, I feel like I'm learning about him. Any other insights you think? He hates media. I wonder how much that feels like a Serbian thing. He's so unselfish, all these different, is there any other insights that you say, you know what, when I watch him, this is a thing I notice. I'm like, I can describe this.
But, you know, I can understand their disdain for the media. You know, when you look at Serbia over the years, since the 90s, they've been victimized, villainized by everybody. Yeah. So I'm sure that plays a part in it, you know.
Yeah.
They never get their voice to be heard. And they're good, wholesome people, you know, that the rest of the world has really, you know, spit on, in my opinion. Some of the best people, the most caring people, used to, all my friends were American. Now, 95% of my friends are Serbian or Croatian.
Really?
You know, I have a bunch of Croatian friends also. And there's that issue between them also.
Do you still see that quite a bit?
Yeah,
because I always wonder.
The younger generation, not so much, but it still exists.
When you say younger, so Jok's 29, and I've always wondered this about him as well. You know, like there's a lot of Bosnian, and he used to have a Bosnian teammate, Croatian teammates, and different things. Like, so you, when you say the younger generation, is that south of 50, south of 20?
Well, when I say younger, I'm 47. Yeah. You know, I know I don't look it, you know, right? But anyway, I'm 47.
I would guess 25.
Well, thank you. I love you, man. You're such a good man. I would say like maybe under 20. You know, I send all these university students to the USA, and I usually make it a point to put Serbs and Croats in the same house.
Really?
And at the beginning, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to be living with a Croat. Or the Croat says, oh my God, I'm living with a Serb. Into the summer, they're like brothers and sisters.
That's cool.
They love each other. It's the same culture. They're the same people.
Yeah. You know? What do they say? You said 1,000 students?
Yeah, roughly. That's 900 to 1,000.
So what are some common things you hear from them in their internships in the U.S.?
Well, the funniest thing from them, and, you know, in all over Europe, when you go into, like, a shop, you see the price, it's always that price, no tax.
Oh, right.
And so one of my Serbian friends told me a funny story. He went into Walmart, grabbed a bunch of things, he totaled it all up.
Yeah.
He gets up there and they told him it was like $20 more. He's like, no, I wrote it down. This is it. Yeah. She's like, there's tax.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not included, you know?
Yeah.
So that was like really crazy how America does that. You
That's
know?
Funny, man. Well, so when do you leave Denver?
I leave Denver on Friday.
Okay. Yeah. What are you hoping to do your rest of your trip?
Well, we're going to Boulder. So I'm going to go to Boulder. My buddy is, what do you call that? What's that term? He jumps off. He'll jump off. I can't even think. I feel like an idiot. He'll paragliding.
Oh,
yeah, he's a paraglider.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to watch him do it. No, I've never done it. I'm scared. But I'm going to watch him do that. I went skiing, actually. I went to Keystone.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Denver is a pretty, pretty city.
Yeah.
You know, all over towns, gorgeous. Lots of little bars, restaurants.
You said it was a ghost town earlier, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was during the day, but in the bars, they're fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You walk down the street, there's nobody, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's driving, you know?
Yeah, that's incredible. did we get any? I know we have a couple super chats elicited. I don't know if anybody had any questions for Charles. I see some super chats. So let's
Boyan
just call
from
them
South
out.
Dakota. Oh, I know him. He's a good friend of mine.
Do you really?
Boyan, hey, desi brate moi.
That's awesome. Big greetings from Boyan from South Dakota to my brother Charles.
He owns an ice cream shop in South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
Right by Mount Rushmore. What is it?
No, I think where are you at? In Fargo? Is that in North South Dakota? Or where is
I don't
Fargo?
Remember.
I don't know either.
I don't remember anyway, which one.
Somewhere there in South Dakota.
Well, there you go. Well, Charles, man, like I said, when we saw you on the television yesterday, I got all these messages, people saying, you got to come in. I'm glad we got to connect.
Thank you.
If anybody, We have a wide audience of Denver Nuggets fans. Some obviously are Serbian. I'm fascinated by Serbian culture, and I never pass up a chance to like learn more. I can't wait till we get back out. But if you want more, he's doing this from an American perspective, to going on 14 years. In fact, you can go back and see the whole catalog. How many videos is it? Do you
Let
know?
Me show you. I've got 1,000.
A thousand.
This is my
videos?
Serbian passport. See,
look at that, man.
I even received honorary Serbian citizenship from the Serbian government for promoting Serbia positively to the world. Honored.
That is really cool. We joked when we were out there. We were joked that when we were out there that we were like, maybe we'll walk away with a passport. And now you've given me hope. I'm like, next trip, that's going to be my goal. I'm going to be like, I'm coming back with a passport.
There you go.
He is Charles Cather. Check out his channel.
You
really enjoy it. Lots of, including his trip to Sombor, which I've watched, by the way, him walking around. So you can check that one out. Thank you so much.
Love it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Everybody else,
pleasure.
See you tomorrow.
We all silly like the mayor.